रविंद्रनाथ टैगोर्स लाइफ एंड वर्क्स और द इवोल्यूशन ऑफ टैगोर्स आर्ट एंड जीनियस। रविंद्रनाथ टैगोर, अ मैन ऑफ वर्सटाइल जीनियस एंड अचीवमेंट्स, वॉज द फर्स्ट इंडियन पोएट एंड राइटर हु गेन्ड फॉर मॉडर्न इंडिया अ परमानेंट प्लेस ऑन द वर्ल्ड लिटरेरी मैप। He mainly wrote in Bengali and translated his own creations into English, often changing, transforming the originals. His English renderings may be called transcreations. Tagore was a poet par excellence, and all his writings, plays, short stories, novels, essays, letters, reminiscences, and speeches he gave in India and abroad are permeated with a rich fund of creating imagination. A critic has said, in India, the Sanskrit word kavi is generally accepted as denoting a poet, but the word correctly interpreted does not mean a person who, having been endowed with high powers of imagination and expression, is purely and simply a writer in verse. It means a seer and enlightened and wise person. And Rabindranath Tagore was much more than a mere versifier having high powers of imagination and expression. He was a kavi in the strictest sense of the term. It is undoubtedly true that in course of his long life of 81 years, he wrote magnificent verse, songs, dramas, and other works in prose, yet the real impression that his life and works give of him is not that of a poet, but of a prophet, a searching but serene spirit in a tumultuous world, which he was ever striving to calm, but pouring in ceaselessly the messages of truth. He travelled extensively, visited many lands and peoples, studied deeply their different principles of philosophy and life, enriched his various experiences with lifelong contemplation, and gave out to the world the wealth of wisdom that the wakeful, ageless God calls today on our soul, the soul that is measureless, the soul that is undefeated, the soul that is destined to immortality, and yet the soul which today lies in the dust. Heading: Birth, Parentage, and Milieu. Rabindranath Tagore was born at Zorasanko, Calcutta, on 6th May 1861. His grandfather, Prince Dwarkanath Tagore, was an intimate friend of Raja Ram Mohan Roy, a great thinker and social reformer. He was a practical man of affairs and lived lavishly. His eldest son, Debendranath, was sedate and thoughtful. He joined the Brahma Samaj and avidly read the Upanishads. After his father's death, he had to administer the entire zamindari, but he avoided chicanery and fairly and squarely managed all affairs. It was due to his uprightness that he was known as Maharshi, the great sage. The poet's mother, Sarla Devi, was the mistress of the big household. She was so awfully busy in domestic chores that she could not pay hardly any attention to her children. Tagore was born in a home teeming with creative activity. He wrote, "We wrote, we sang, we acted, we poured ourselves out on every side." In the Tagore family, the East and the West met under the influence of his grandfather, who had introduced European paintings, Western furniture, Italian statues, and Western ways and manners. But the family did not lose its scantity and continued to observe the religion of the Upanishads. The poet's boyhood days were passed in his milling of East and West, and as he grew up, he became aware of their unity, and in his poems, plays, essays, and speeches stressed the need of international unity and universal brotherhood. The Tagore family was revolutionary and completely broke with obsolete traditions. Like his father, Rabindranath was deeply influenced by the Upanishads and Buddhism. He says, "To me, the verses of the Upanishads and the teachings of the Buddha have ever been things of the spirit and therefore endowed with boundless vital growth, and I have used them both in my own life and in my preaching as being instinct with individual meaning for me as for others, and awaiting for their confirmation, my own special testimony, which must have its value because of its individuality." Rabindranath's birth coincided with the dawn of Indian Renaissance, which found expression in three different movements: religious, literary, and national. He was deeply influenced by these movements. The religious movement was introduced by Raja Ram Mohan Roy, who did his best to establish spiritual values lost in the mire of old traditions. Bankim Chandra Chatterjee, who was the pioneer of the literary movement, liberated literature from stagnation and the lifeless and empty want of rhetoric. Madhusudan Dutt and Dinbandhu Mitra were other stalwarts of literary renaissance in Bengal. The former renovated Bengali poetry by imparting its fresh vigor and ease, flexibility and spontaneity. Mitra wrote his plays on homely themes and in homely speech. The national movement gave Indians a voice to assert their personality. These three currents of Indian Renaissance influenced Tagore's personality and found superb expression in his creations. Edward Thompson says, "So that Rabindranath, from his earliest days, grew up in the one house where all the surging tides of the Indian Renaissance could flow round his daily life and fill the air he breathed with the exhilaration of their fresh airs." Heading: Childhood and Education. In his childhood, Tagore received little attention from the ladies of the house. He spent most of his time in servants' quarters. Often he would remain confined to a room and would gaze on and on out of the window, like Amal in the post office. At night, a servant, perhaps Isvara, used to narrate stories from the Ramayana and the Mahabharata to children. So Tagore became familiar with ancient epics. He was sent to school, but the conventional pattern of education failed to attract and mold his free spirit. Private lessons were regularly imparted to him at home. He was absorbed more and more in mental reflection, and even at an early age he cultivated an idea of the grace and harmony that reign in the universe. As he grew up, it molded his entire outlook and found powerful expression in his mature works, the Gitanjali Sadhana, Our Universe, etc. In moments of utter loneliness, he enjoyed the companionship of nature. Once his father took him to the Himalayas. The close company of the mystic father intensified Tagore's mystical leanings, and he soon came to learn and understand the ancient wisdom of India. Next heading, early influences. Tagore's father was devoted to the Upanishads, and the boy Tagore too came under the influence of the philosophy of the Upanishads. As B. Mukherjee says, Tagore, like Dante, inherited a rich and vast tradition where mythology, theology, and philosophy blended easily, a tradition that was in his blood and that he drank deep into since childhood, the Upanishads. He read extensively the works of the medieval mystics and the Vaishnav poets. These, along with some of the contemporary lyricists of Bengal, greatly influenced him in his boyhood. Tagore writes, "If you ask me what gave me boldness when I was young, I should say that one thing was my early acquaintance with the old Vaishnava poems of Bengal, full of freedom of meter and courage of expression. I think I was only 12 when these poems first began to be reprinted. But my imagination was fully occupied with the beauty of their forms and the music of their words, and their breath heavily laden with voluptuousness passed over my mind without distracting it." Kalidas also greatly influenced him. European literature, especially the works of Dante, Heine, Shakespeare, etc., attracted his attention. Tagore's mother passed away in 1875. After her death, his youngest sister-in-law, Kadambari Devi, looked after him with great care and affection. Her death in 1884 was an irreparable loss to the poet. She had become an idealized symbol of deathless love, and her image and memory recur throughout his work. Heading, early writings, visits to England, and European influences. Rabindranath Tagore began his literary career by writing in Bengali. Banphul is his first verse narrative. He had written about 7,000 lines of verse before he was 18. On September 20, 1877, he sailed for England with the intention of studying law. He was admitted to a public school at Brighton, Brighton, and later he was sent to London University. The legal profession failed to attract him, and after 1.5 years, he came back to India without any university degree. In England, he composed many poems. Bhagna Hridaya deserves mention. It is an expression of the young romantic poet's joys and sorrows. In England, Tagore avidly read English literature and came under the influence of Shakespeare, S.T. Browne, Blake, Wordsworth, Shelley, Keats, Browning, and Tennyson. Heading: A Literature in the Making. On his return to India, Tagore found himself in Bengal, which had been dominated with new ideas and a new spirit in religion, literature, and politics. He emerged on the literary horizon to create a new art and new standards and values. His works at this period were vigorous and youthful and showed great promise of future development. The Sandhya Sangeet, Evening Songs, which is a lyric of a very high order, marks the real beginning of his poetic career. It differs from his earliest poems, Banphul and Bhagna Hridaya, which are written in a dramatic style. Boutha Kurani's Heart, Boutha Kuranir, Boutha Kuranir, H-A-A-T, Heart, is his earliest work of fiction. It was followed by other masterpiece, the Prabhat Sangeet, Morning Song. It is a superb expression of Tagore's mysticism. During this period, Tagore made memorable beginning as a dramatist. Prakritik Pratishod, Pratishodh, Pratishod, which he translated into English as aesthetic or sannyasi, is an outstanding dramatic creation of this period. It is the story of a hermit who, in order to gain a victory over all desires, retires from the world in the pursuit of the true knowledge of self. He is brought back to Mother Earth by his love for a little girl and comes to realize the infinite in the midst of finite human affection. The defeat of the sannyasi symbolizes the final emergence of the poet into the living world of human beings. Towards the closing years of the 19th century, Rabindranath had emerged as a talented young poet who was giving realization to his perceptions in the form of poetry, drama, and fiction. Heading: Marriage, Social Activity, and Family Affairs. Tagore was married to Mrinalini Devi, a girl of 11, on December 9, 1883. In 1884, he became the secretary of Adi Brahma Samaj and condemned the Hindu caste system and other orthodox customs. At the age of 29, he was the father of three children. Tagore's father asked him to look after the family estates in North Bengal and South Odisha. He settled at Shelida in order to supervise the family estate. His numerous works, written both in prose and verse, were published in journal Sadhana. During this period, he cultivated closest communion with nature and acquired complete knowledge of the joys and sufferings of human life.